Track 6. Ice Age Boulders and Rotten Stones. The dark rock that we can see in the base of this stream consists of soft mud that was rich in organic material. Following millions of years of compaction by perhaps several kilometres of more recently deposited material, it formed coal-bearing seams known as the coal measures.
The next thing you see is that on top of these carboniferous, these old rocks, we have all of these boulders. Now, there's no way that a stream of this size would be able to transport boulders of that size. Even when it's in flood, it couldn't handle them. And these are really coming out of the sides out of the hillside, and they're derived from glacial till. This was material which was plastered onto the side of the hills during the Ice Age, when the ice was carrying this material in its base and plastering it on the hillside.
So what are these boulders? As Tony Ramsey explains, they are yet another profitable mineral that resulted in the development of the brickworks at the start of the walk.
The boulders are, in fact, again, Turk sandstone. They're millstone grit. They're very, very hard, extremely hard rock. But as you can see, they're white in colour, and the white colour is due to the very high content of quartz.
These rocks contain up to 99% quartz, and so are ideal to make refractory bricks to line furnaces. Why? Because they can withstand extremely high temperatures required for iron smelting. And as you will soon hear, quartz comes in very different forms. Though its name suggests otherwise, rotten stone played an equally important role in the iron industry.
Rotten stone occurs at the top of the carboniferous limestone, and it's a band of limestone, sometimes a couple of meters thick, which contains very fine grains of quartz. Now, what that means is that you could use that rock as an abrasive, and they used to exploit the rotten stone in this area, and it was actually sent down the Swansea Valley to the smelting, to the metal industry. It was also sent to Sheffield, and they used to use it to polish metal.
But rotten stone also serves a more sinister purpose. It can absorb nitroglycerin to make dynamite. On that bombshell, let's move to stop 7 to find out how the equally volatile river here got its name.
Listen to track 7 after crossing the bridge onto the other side of the river.